Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of the Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of Daryl Sewing of Pensacola.
I am your host, Jenna Barr, and we have our friend, it's so good to see you, James McKnight, in studio with us. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. Second month down, and I say 2021 is starting a little bit better than 2020 did.
I think so. You know what? Listen, a little bit of a curveball is good for us so we can keep learning to stay on our toes.
Yeah, you know, make sure we're not too wide-eyed about what's in store for us, but just a general reminder that there's always going to be a little bit of something else in our life. But hey, that's what makes life interesting, and that's where we learn all our lessons, and that's how we continue forward.
Right? No, that I could not have said it better. I honestly feel like, especially in America, let me just say, we are so blessed. We are so fortunate. And when we get hit with curveballs, I just try to take a moment and be like, okay, it could be so much worse. And we're doing all right.
Right. We always want to remember that despite everything that goes on, we still, as one of the great masters have taught me over the time, just be happy you have two ears, two eyes, and one nose.
Hey, there you go. That's actually, you know what? That is something to think about as well. And maybe a couple of hands so you can sew.
And speaking of which, and speaking of curveballs, anyone who's ever sewn has been thrown a curveball whenever they're sewing. Either their machine runs out of thread or their machine makes a funky noise. Well, that's where, I come into play. My job, for any of our newcomers who have had a chance to listen to this segment of the show before, I'm James McKnight. It's nice to meet you, and to all the fellow listeners who have been hearing me, I'm listening out for you too, folks. I'm happy that you're tuning in with me too. I am a technician, so what that basically means is it is my job to use my brain and also my hands to be able to smash, hammer, and poke things with a screwdriver to get things working again. That's just the basic summarization of that job.
No, and you do a really good job, and then you're able to help people who have questions from home. And if you do, please don't hesitate. 850-437-1620. Maybe you're on the fence about upgrading your sewing machine. Maybe you're on the fence about just getting back into that hobby or that habit. It's kind of, we've seen just enough pivoting. And maybe you've become a connoisseur and really good at it. We'd love to see your pictures as well, 437-1620.
And I'd actually like to share a personal experience I had with a customer. And, of course, my name, I'll say it out to the world, but the customer's name, I keep it private. But this is also, to me, I was thinking about what to talk about today, and to me, this is why I think everyone should sew, or I think why sewing will never go away from the consumer market, because this gentleman, he and a bunch of retired technicians got together, spent some money, got some hand-me-down sewing machines, still good quality old Berninas, mind you, but what they did is, because of different crises either here or around the world, they took scrap fabrics and they would make teddy bears with them. This gentleman, unfortunately, he was not used to the Bernina, not used to a sewing machine in general, so he came to me several times, and I did help him a couple times, this is how you need to thread up your sewing machine, this is what to look out for, this is how you wind a bobbin. He did come to me several times, and realistically, I should have charged him for all my assistance, but I felt like that in the long run, it's better for good karma for us and the business. To show that, we're here to look out for our customers, just like, we're put on this earth to look out for each other. I also take that in time to, we all started from nothing. We all started from square one. And sometimes we need that extra little, little push or extra reminder. And then he came to me over about two or three times over about a month period to get, you know, get started. And then several months later, he comes back with two complete teddy bears. He said, you know, this one's for you. And this one's for your girlfriend. And so now my girlfriend has one of the – we call them the safety bears. So she keeps one in her car with her all times to help keep her safe. I think that story right there shows this is why I sew. I think this is why we sew. It's because it may just be fabric and threads, but at the end of the day, it's a happy memory for someone. Quilts. A lot of quilts are made in memories of other people, like mm-hmm. T-shirt quilts. Sometimes when a parent – sends their kid off to college, they'll gather up all their old T-shirts, cut them up with and put them interfacing, slap them together, and you got a little T-shirt quilt. It's like, hey, you know, it's got all your memories right here. No fabric should ever go to waste around a seamstress.
No, it should not. I have a little seamstress in the making at home. She's 8, and she has been begging, and I believe I've mentioned this before to you, for a sewing machine. And we found one that's smaller, and her birthday, you know, it's going to come right up. And, you know, we just want her to start practicing mm-hmm. by hand a little bit, seeing if that's something she wants to do. She went to a flea market, or maybe it was a garage sale, and found one of those mannequin dress forms for her Barbies. And so she started out literally finding felt, anything that was laying around the house. Okay, I got an orchid for Valentine's Day, and it came with this glittery tulle wrapped around the bottom. So cute. I took it out. I'm like, okay, I don't need this. I left it on the counter. She took it and turned it into a skirt for her Barbie. I have glitter everywhere. There is nothing. The food has glitter on it. Apparently, this was not stuck to the tulle. So there are some scraps you might just want to eat for, like, you know, another flower pot, but she's really intense about it. She makes skirts, she makes all different things. What is the, for a first timer, what is the easiest or simplest like, I don't know, skirt to make or piece of clothing?
So I would have to say, well, me, I'm a quilter, so I'll say quilting's always the easiest way to go, because you can never have enough blankets in my house. Like during that recent cold freeze last week, when it just got 30 degrees, nice and comfortable for a polar bear, mind you.
Right, right.
Having the four extra quilts that I've made over the years really came in handy. We didn't have to crank up the temp that much, so we just piled on the blanket. It was perfectly fine for us. I say making like a handkerchief or a quilt is actually one of the easiest way, because with making clothes, yeah, that's something you have to kind of learn and have to have a patience for, because you have to do – you have to read the pattern. You have to read the pattern sometimes three times over. Then you got to cut out your fabrics. And then there's a lot of pinning involved. And if you have to make it for yourself, you know, then you're having to stick yourself with pins. unless you have a dress form, obviously. Then you can put it on there.
We don't want that. No injuries, no blood. We don't need any of that. I still have it. It's literally called an Amish quilt that my mom bought us. And it was handmade in Pennsylvania somewhere, and it's one of my favorites. It's actually starting to fray a little bit. I need to figure out that. And my thing is I just pull out my little sewing kit and stitch up those little sides. But for somebody who's a little bit more advanced, your route would be to go to the store. Now, are you guys walk-ins allowed?
Walk-ins, yep.
Okay.
Yep. Now, we do offer, now for some, for our customers that are still a little apprehensive, or, you know, I do want to identify some of our groups of people, you know, they're older or they may be immune compromised. We do offer the option. If you know what we have and you call ahead, we're more than happy to make arrangements, you know, to do curbside pickup or drop off for products and sewing machine services. Okay. So we understand that not everyone is still comfortable going out in the world right now, but we're still happy to make arrangements to make things a little bit easier and a little less apprehensive for you. Because we still want everyone to, you know, to come out and enjoy and see what we have to offer. Well, we understand not everyone can make that, but we're happy to make arrangements and do so. Because while we still ask that everyone wears the mask, we at the store, we always wear our mask whenever there's a customer around, and we always wash our hands, you know, twice, and we always have plenty of hand sanitizer stations all around the store, so anyone who comes in the store should feel comfortable and not ill at ease, because, you know, we still got a little bit of a pandemic going on.
Right, just a little bit. Although, thankfully, we are seeing a little bit of some numbers drop as everything continues forward. And so that also includes washing your hands, just for the general safety and well-being of others. But
it's a good rule to live by.
Yeah, especially if you're going to go in the store. Now, are people allowed to try out the sewing machines when they're in store, kind of play with them a little bit?
We're more than happy to demonstrate the sewing machines for them. But, you know, because we're still under a pandemic, it used to be where the customers could, you know, be hands-on and try the machines. We don't really do almost as often.
Okay. But you guys will show them.
We're still more than happy to demonstrate your new future machine to you.
Yeah. See? And that helps people know that what they're getting is clean. You know that you're not going to have everybody's finger smudges and germs all over everything.
And speaking of which, right now, we're actually having a floor model sale. So we're selling floor models of our various Bernina and Baby Locks and some of our Koala cabinets, which are the creme de la creme, high-quality cabinets. We're, you know, these cabinets roughly range between a $3,000 and $5,000 range. Oh. We're selling them at a more luxurious, affordable price because, you know, new year, we have new products coming out, and so we try to offload, like a car dealership, we try to load off last year's models to get room for new ones. And so if you're interested in a new machine but at a better price for yourself, good news is you can buy it at that price. We're more than happy to discuss terms. And also, even though we're selling these floor models, you know, they're slightly, you know, used, they'll still get a brand new warranty on all those machines.
Wow. See? You know, okay. Now, when you say cabinet, tell me, what do you mean by cabinet?
So that is what is going to, at the very smallest, is going to hold and store your sewing machine. At the very largest, is going to hold your machine, your embroidery module, all your threads, some of your fabrics, all your different, you know, if you have an embroidery machine, your embroidery module. So it can be your little office right there, your little sewing office.
You can pretty much start your own business if you get the right size.
Right. Now, and I have heard a lot about people saying, well, you know, these machines at their price point, you know, I should just be able to start a business. That's really all these machines are for. It's like, believe it or not, that's not true. So let's take, my store owner loves this example. If I took a piece of wood and gave you a wood screw and two screwdrivers, a manual and electric, and I told you to screw them both in, you would take the hand and take the manual one, and you would just be turning and turning, and after a couple turns, you know, even my arm would start hurting from that. But you take the electric screwdriver and you're done for you.
Yeah.
So that's where we try to – that's the selling point of a more advanced sewing machine, is it is an advanced tool to make sewing easier because, and I'll speak from personal experience, I have an old Kenmore from the 1960s, so this machine is well older than me.
Wow, that's
and
so
it
cool.
Still sews, it still does the job, but boy, do I wish I had the bigger bobbin, the automatic needle threader, the sensor that lets me know that my bobbin's running low, or my bobbin's out, or my thread is broke, and the ability to press a button and the machine automatically sets itself up to do the different stitches for me instead of having to turn dials, test, turn another dial, test. It does, the machine sets itself to do so. So this is where I'm saying, you know, you could have a manual screwdriver, but after a couple times of using that manual screwdriver, you're going to want the automatic screwdriver.
Right. And, you know, the older ones are nice to look at too, because I mean, you'll even see around the station we have some antique radios, different things.
Same at the store.
Love that. I just love it. But when you're trying to be efficient is like probably the key word in that, and you're learning a new craft or you're teaching a new craft to your kids, whatever it is, and you enjoy that satisfaction of creating your own blankets, right? Or handkerchiefs or whatever it is, maybe bibs for your kids or grandkids. You know, I had a grandmother who made pillowcases for us. That was her gift to us. I have so many. Some have cats, some have Cookie Monster, all different ones.
Different themes for different occasions. I like it.
Yes. And it's funny, although I'm not a big cat person, the cat one is my favorite because I got it probably for my 9th birthday and it just became my favorite pillowcase, but it was something she loved to do for us. Now, it gets done a lot faster and easier without frustration, and that's what you're trying to alleviate.
Yes, because it doesn't matter if you're the Mozart of your craft. If you don't have the tool that makes it easier or takes off some of the frustration, my girlfriend actually, she actually had a different brand of sewing machine, wasn't really up to the quality and standard that she needed for her sewing work because she was making cosplay at the time. She almost gave it up because of how frustrating it was to use the machine. And this was just a random machine taken off the shelf of a big box store. So we don't sell machines that are going to be frustrating. We're going to sell machines that when you get it out of the box and you turn the machine on, you can get right to your sewing. Now, granted, when you buy from us as well, you get us. You get my wonderful smug.
Yes, yes. And dapper, quite dapper, as we were saying.
Thank you.
But you know what? First of all, let me get back to the cosplay. That is so cool to me. I don't know if Pensacon is ever going to happen or when it will happen. I'm not sure at this point. But those costumes, the entirety of the ensemble takes a lot of work.
Clothes making is its own craft. Quilting is its own craft. Cosplay making is its own craft. While they all may be connected by sewing, each one are difficult in their own respective ways. And that's why we try to cater to any sort of seamster or seamstress. It doesn't matter whether you identify as a quilter, heirloom sewer, cosplay maker. We want to make sure that what we sell you is the best fit for you. We're not going to sell you just to, you know, line our pockets up. No. At the end of the day, I mean, yes, we do try to make a dollar because mm-hmm. that's how we stay in business.
Right.
But at the same time, if you're not happy with the product, you're not happy with us, and we want everyone to be happy with us because we want everyone to think of Daryl's of Pensacola to be their one-stop shop for all their sewing and embroidery needs.
There you go. And like you said, this is, first of all, number one, I will be a huge supporter of supporting small businesses and going to you first, professionals. You're not just going to get somebody who is put in that section for that day. I'm just going to say it like that. You know what I mean?
And, yeah, who's gotten the 1 1-hour crash course before they got put into the department? Yeah. And
you might end up sewing your finger to your blanket. We don't need that. And then you have people. So if something goes wrong or just with your general maintenance of your machine, you know who to call and actually talk to somebody who is a professional in this. I mean, how long have you been doing this? You're so young, but how long have you been doing this?
My record right now is about, I'm going on to my sixth year.
Okay.
So once 2021 ends, I'll complete 6 years of fixing sewing machines.
Wow.
One of the good things about us and our brands is while some other brands can allow some dealerships to just be that dealerships, Bernina and Baby Lock thoroughly encourages that we have certified technicians. So when you come to us, I am certified by Bernina and Baby Lock on to be able to take care and maintain your machines to the professional standards that machine brand is held to. So if there's something wrong, we don't just box it up, send it out, and then call you 3 months later. No, what we do is, especially if it's something that we can look at on the spot for you, what I'll usually do is, all right, let me take a look. Let's take a quick look, make sure we're identifying the correct problem, or especially like if the sample is not reproducible or if it's making a particular noise, we always try to test it out first so that we know what the problem is, so we know how to address the problem correctly. So when you get an estimate, it is as accurate as it possibly can be before we actually service the machine.
There you go. I love that. And that actually has to do with one of the questions. I jotted it down for someone. It says, how often do I need to check my needles? So is that routine maintenance?
That's something you're going to do yourself very often. The recommendation is every 6 or 8 hours of sewing. If you're not able to keep track of that on your own personal time, because you know we're not sewing 6 to 8 hours at a time. Some of us are, but not most right. of us. About every 3 or 4 bobbins, you know, when you've run out of bobbin and replace it, after about the third or fourth one, you might want to just casually just take that needle and just chuck it in the garbage.
Okay.
Because a bad needle can produce bad stitches.
Right. They could end up uneven or wobbly, mm-hmm. curvy.
Yep.
All the things that you don't want. You want to still looking dapper over here.
Like back in the day when the incandescent light bulb was still around, you know, if that light bulb was dimming and flickering and just being annoying, you would just mm-hmm. twist it out, toss it, put a new one in. You can kind of identify that and see that in a needle where it's like it's making a weird popping noise or the stitches just don't look right. That's usually the first recommendation is, you know, change your needle, rethread your machine, and you know, just start over. And one of the things I also personally recommend myself is before you start sewing, take a sample of what you're working on, like some of that scrap fabric that you have excess left over from all the cutting, run it through the machine. This way you know beforehand, before you get into the middle of your project, if the machine either needs to be serviced or just needs a slight adjustment, or just, you know, hey, this thread is not really working well, or this needle's bad. Let me replace them, quick and easy. Because at the end of the day, I love my job because I help my customers. I say I do my job if a customer leaves my store happy and their needs fulfilled, whether they spent $100 on my service to get their machine up and going again, or they just made a small, simple error. And I was like, no, I don't charge for simple errors. Mm-hmm. Because I love the idea that I'm helping not just a customer, I'm helping my neighbor. Mm-hmm. Because that's the one thing I love about being in a small business is I actually have my own customers. There are customers that know me by name, and aww, I know them by name. So when I see them, I say, hey, I know you. You're one of my good customers.
I love that. That's awesome. And actually, you kind of just piggybacked on their next question is there a routine cleaning that should be performed on an older model,
yes,
or even a slightly newer model?
Yes. You always, take your car at least once a year to get an oil change, or every twice a year to get tires balanced and rotated, which I hope everyone is doing.
Yes.
You always want to take your sewing machine in at least once a year, or every 2 years if you don't use it that often. But industry standard is at least once a year to have it checked by me, because it's like going to your doctor. You know, you go to a doctor, he's like, hey, I know your blood pressure's up a little bit. Let's try some things to get it back down. And instead of saying, ooh, you really need some attention now, mm-hmm, I'd rather be the doctor that says, hey, you know, we got a slight problem, one little part change, you're good to go. We'll fix it. I don't want to be the surgeon that says, well, we got to open you up and do some work.
Right. Yeah, that's always helpful when you don't have that kind of doctor. And this is, I mean, that's pretty much, you're like a... You maintain help people maintain their machines so you don't get
new
to the point where it's exploding,
mm-hmm,
and you're frustrated and you're just losing it. And, you know, don't give up on those yet. Call James. What's the number for people to be able to call and schedule?
Well, since I'm not going to be here for that much longer on the show, the best way to get me is 438-5444, extension 1. Because I am the most important part of the shop, I have to say.
There you go. And I did have a question, too. Actually, the other day, I'm a part of just different neighborhood groups on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions was, and I said I would find out, are you guys thinking about starting up classes again or individual one-on-one lessons?
Individual lessons are on a new customer base only right now, but we are still opening up our classes. So if you have one of our brands, because that's what we teach to, is teach you how to fully utilize your machine to its fullest. So those classes we have opened up. We're trying to make sure that, you know, all our customers are covered, both, you know, the machines that were bought last year or 5 years ago, they're more than welcome to come to these guy classes. And then we're trying to have more project classes on how to make something.
Oh, that's fun.
So always keep a lookout on our website or our Facebook page. The website is Sewing in Pensacola, because that's where we like to sew right now. Sewinginpensacola.com or our Facebook page, Daryl's of Pensacola. Or you can always call us up and chat us at 438-5444 being more than answer to your question. Now, there was one thing I did like to let our customers know is I try to differentiate myself as a technician, because I'm not going to try to skin you for money. I'm going to tell you the honest truth. And if I'm not able to do it, I'll tell you the next best person to do so.